Hello?
Hello, my name is Andrea. Returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Can you hold on just one second so I can get rid of the person who was on the other phone I was talking to?
Yes,
Hello?
ma'am.
I mean, I'll come right back. I'll just tell her I'll call her back.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, never mind. Never mind. She hung up. Okay, what's the name of your company? I've got a couple.
So I'm honestly a
Hello?
third party customer support, so I can't just name one because I work for over 300 plus companies. But can I get that zip code to see which one charged you?
79416.
And can I get that first and last name from you?
Judy McCoy.
Can you spell that last name for me, please?
McCoy, McCoy.
All right, Miss Judy, can I get you to verify that address for security purposes for me?
4810 16th Street, Lubbock, Texas, and 79416.
Right, give me just one second while I have these transactions loaded.
I'm sorry, I'm having a little trouble with my hearing. I've got an infection in my ears. What did you say there?
You're fine. I said, give me one second while I have these transactions loading for me.
Oh, okay.
All right, ma'am. So I'm in that account, and I what charge were you calling about today?
It's for it's on the 17th of November, and it says select fireplace, whatever that is, and it was for $39.99.
All right, let me see.
I have no idea what that is.
Give me one second. Okay, so it states here that that's for a Hero Bot planner that came with that tablet that you entered into in.
It can't, it's for a what?
It's
A
a tech,
planter?
a Hero Bot planner.
I haven't ordered any kind of a planter.
It goes along with that. Do you remember signing up for a tablet? Well, entering in a contest to win like a gadget, a tablet, a phone, computer for $5.74.
For a gadget, for what? For what kind of? Is there a?
It's different gadgets.
Website I can go look at it.
So sometimes it just be surveys and websites that you can go look at it. I won't be able to give you the exact website due to me just being a third-party customer support, and they don't give me all of that information. But it should be in your email. Is your email, give me 1 second, McCoy@takeaction.com?
No, takeavacation.com.
Oh, yes, ma'am, I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am. That was takeavacation.com.
Can you send me a picture of what you're talking about?
No, ma'am.
Well, I'll have to deny the charge if I can't verify what I... If you're saying I ordered some sort of a planter...
I'm not saying you ordered a planter, but you signed up in a contest to win a type of gadget or something? You did a survey to win a gadget?
No, I don't sign up for for contests, to win anything.
And this is back in July, and these transactions are from July all the way up to the 28th of November.
No, I did not sign up for this. So,
do you know anyone that did sign up for this under your name with your card number, and your address or email?
Nope. I don't sign up for those free things at all. Period. Because I'm a travel agent, so I know all sorts of stuff out there that's promoted, and sign up for this and you win something. You never win anything. Well, all you win is those are just a way to get you to buy more stuff.
Yes, ma'am.
Generally, yes, I'm sure there's some that are out there that are legit, but I don't need to win anything. So, I don't even fall for the playing the slots and all that stuff. I just don't do that online.
Yes, ma'am. So what I can do for you, I can get this account canceled for you. So no more charges will be taken out of this account. And these charges are final, ma'am.
But what I'm saying, you can't refund the money?
No, ma'am. Since these charges are final.
What do you mean they're final?
This was taken out on the 28th. But the charge was taken out on the 28th of November, which means it's a final charge due to us being in the second week of December.
Well, I don't get my bank statement. I just got my bank statement on the 4th of December. So,
yes, ma'am, but these charges were taken out before that, so.
So what do I need you to do? Get my lawyer to contact you?
Honestly, no. You don't have to get your lawyer to contact me
You cannot, unless you can prove that I signed up for something.
Your email is on here, ma'am.
Well, hell, my email, yes, you can get online and get my email from our agency.
So they can get your card number as well?
No.
Your card number is on here as well. Is it ending in 5353?
Basically, what I'm telling you is it's a scam. That's what you are representing, evidently. You won't tell me the name of the company.
Ma'am, do you understand what a third-party customer support is?
You have all of my personal
because
information.
Because you put it in, ma'am.
But you will not tell me what company you are.
But you put your information in, so I have your information because you put it in. I don't have your information because I put it in.
That's not true. I did not put it in. You all picked it up from somewhere online. I've never signed up.
Man, we can't just pick up information
but
from somewhere online.
I can tell you that.
Did you hear what I said, ma'am? We can't just pick up information offline. Can't no one just pick a company just pick up someone's information offline?
Oh yes, they can. Are you kidding me?
Okay, well, ma'am, if you feel like that, okay, I can get this counsel for you. So no more transactions will be coming out of this account. Give me 1 second, and that's all I can do for you.
And can you send me something that says it's canceled?
I'll give you a cancellation number.
Okay, at least I'll have that, and I also want your name.
I stated my name when I answered the phone for you.
Well, I didn't hear it. I'm having hearing problems, so that's all right. I figured that's what this was. And the reason you won't give me the name is that way I can't turn it into Better Business Bureau where.
Ma'am, I really
is.
Don't care about giving you my name. Honestly, because I don't take your money. I'm a third-party customer support. So your aggravation and your fuss should not be with me. Thank you.
Are you still giving me a cancellation number?
Once I get this canceled for you, I sure will.
You know, even if I at least had the name of the company, if ever anybody's ever sent me an email, I can go search for it, even if I deleted it.
Are you ready for that cancellation number?
Yep.
It's going to be C as in Charlie. 262-895-284. And this account is canceled, so no more transactions will be coming out of this account. And with that being said, you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Okay. Thank you.